Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know, Dana and I have been together for about 14 years on this little radio program. And for about 14 years, we've warned ne'er-do-wells, don't do your crime in Platte County.
We have tried.
It's almost like a public service announcement for criminals. And they still don't listen. Story here from Fox 4. New charges have been filed against a tow company owner and his mother in Platte County, Missouri, after multiple people claimed they were victimized by the company. If you think you've heard this story before, you kind of have. But the charges that we reported on earlier this week against Metro Tow were in Jackson County. Now, Platte County prosecutors believe that they've also got evidence that they were doing the same thing in Platte County. Lynette Adamson and her son Donald Adamson, who owns Metro Tow and Transport, are now charged with 6 felonies each, 3 counts of first-degree tampering with the motor vehicle, and 3 counts of forgery.
Let me just read this quickly. One of the victims, Sydney Durbin, says she's relieved to see the pair facing legal consequences. Her car was towed about a year ago after she parked downtown just to have dinner. When she returned, car was gone. She says, I called. They hung up on me. They blocked my phone number when I tried to call back. Then they said I was banned from the property. I was just trying to get my car back. She ultimately paid them almost $400 to get that car back, Scott.
Joining us on the KMZ hotline is Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond. Eric, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, Scott. Always good to be with you and Dana.
Justice is sometimes delayed, but I'm thrilled that charges have been filed, Eric, because nothing makes me angrier than this scenario. So many of these people did not have the means to get their cars back.
Yeah, what is happening here just really shocks the conscience. It's called predatory towing for a reason. What's happening here, we allege, is that these defendants, a mother and son working together, have taken and held on to vehicles illegally of really many, many people. We don't know how many people, and frankly, given the dozens of victims that we already have, we believe that there are probably many more dozens of victims out there. And frankly, we want to know who all of these victims are. And so I'm going to give you an email address and a phone number at the Kansas City Police Department. If you believe that you've been the victim of predatory towing, that your car has been towed and you haven't been able to get it back, please email predatorytowing@kcpd.org or call 816-413-3406. That's 816-413-3406. Give the location your vehicle was towed from, why you believe it was illegally towed, the company that you were involved with. This company we're talking about is Metro Tow, but there may be others involved as well. Please report what's happened to you if you believe you've been victimized.
Eric, were they even registered to be in the towing business in Platte County?
They were registered to be in the towing business, and of course, I should point out that the allegations we've got against them are merely that. They're allegations. They're presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. But our allegations is that this mother and son were illegally towing from apartment complexes, from city streets, and perhaps other locations as well. And this has been a really lengthy and detailed, good investigation by the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. As you know, Jackson County has filed charges as well.
Yes.
The Metro Prosecutor's Offices are going to work together. And here's the message I would have to any other predatory towing companies in the metro area. You need to take notice, because these illegal practices are going to end or you're going to be prosecuted.
Good. Several people told police, Eric, that their cars were towed despite having valid parking credentials. And so I asked you this in a text, and I'll ask you again for the benefit of our listeners. how is this not just car theft? If I went to someone's car that did not belong to me and took it, I would be charged with auto theft. And in a lot of these cases, it looks like this was just plain auto theft wrapped under the guise of, well, I'm a tow truck operator.
Danny, you're so right. That's exactly what it is. It's car theft. We have charged what's called tampering with a motor vehicle, which is essentially that, car theft. We've also charged forgery, because the other thing that was going on here, we allege, is that when a car is taken, towed from a place, there's a form in the state of Missouri. It's called Form 4669 that has to be filled out and signed on location by the tow truck operator and a designated party authorizing the tow of that vehicle at the scene. We allege what was happening here was that those forms were being forged, that Lynette Adamson was signing those forms in advance, and that Donald and other tow truck drivers for Metro Tow were simply, as you suggest, stealing cars.
Eric, real quick, how did this all come out in the wash? Because for years, people have been flooding like social media, Google ratings are terrible for this company, saying this happened to me. There had to have been something that happened to finally alert authorities that this is a criminal matter, not just people that are being rude to customers.
Yeah, I will tell you that and this is another good reminder for folks. Please call the police when these things happen. It's great to make a Google review and say what you think of a company, but please call authorities so that the police can get involved and ultimately an investigation can happen and people get prosecuted. That's what eventually happened in this case. And again, we want to make sure that everybody who's been victimized by this tow company or any other tow company gets their day in court. And so please report to authorities.
Eric, you said others. You said Donaldson or Donald Adamson and others would go out and tow these cars that, for no reason, needed to be towed. Are there going to be other people charged in this case?
You know, I just want to say this. This is an ongoing investigation, and we're going to track down everybody we can who is breaking the law in Platte County, in Jackson County, elsewhere throughout the metro. This is a real problem, and it's going to end.
Wait, Eric. There are two. I heard an even hidden tow lot on this property for Metro Tow. There's the one main tow lot that everybody knows about, and then there was a second one uncovered a couple of days ago. I'm sure authorities by now know about that one. Are the cars that are behind lock and key there currently now all evidence? Like, how do you even figure out? Some people had their cars towed, and they don't even know where they went.
Yeah, it's a very complex investigation. That, again, is one of the requirements of the Form 4669. The reason for that is that information also has to be reported to the police agency where the car was taken, so that if you show up on the street and your car is gone, you can call the police and find out where your car is as well. And so that's really important that happens. And there are issues in this case related to that exact fact.
There are suggestions in some of the media reports that mom and son were also selling cars that they had towed. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I would love to, Scott. I just don't want to go beyond what's already made public in this case. But again, if folks think that they have been victimized by this, please email predatorytowing at kcpd.org and let the police know what's happened to you.
You can at least confirm, though, that Eric, some of the victims are going to be people who unknowingly purchased cars from this woman or her son. And then once you buy a car that you can't title, those people are stuck too. There's two sets of victims here.
Yes, we absolutely allege in this case that this tow company sold cars that they claimed were abandoned property that absolutely were not abandoned by folks, that they were essentially stolen off the street or from apartment complex parking lots by Metro Tow.
All right, Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, you would agree with our PSA that people should not do their crime in Platte County?
I appreciate that PSA all the time. Please keep repeating that. If you're going to commit a crime, do it out somewhere outside Platte County and, frankly, outside the Kansas City metro area.
Eric, be well. It's good to talk to you.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
The email again, and we're going to put this on all of our social channels, predatorytowing@kcpd.org or 816-413-3406. You know, if you bought one of those cars,
you're out of luck.
You're not getting your money back from those ding-a-lings.
And it's not your car.
And it's not your car.
That's right.
So can you imagine how many investigators they have to have on this?
I got a
peek at that tow lot. You could just kind of see it in one of the stories. Mm-hmm. That's one of two tow lots.
I didn't know about this hidden tow lot in the back.
Yeah, somebody told, I think it was Fleener, they said, oh, that's not the only lot. Look over here. There's another one. And sure enough, and it's tarped, and you can't really see what's going on behind there. It's a second lot. And so does KCPD
call that the showroom.
100 officers on this case? Can you imagine the work just to figure out you have all of these cars. Mm-hmm. Who do they belong to?
Good luck.
That's why they've set up an email.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the New York Post. Texas has witnessed the return of a world record fishing titan who crafted another extraordinary saga beneath its murky surface in the most challenging catch of his life. Kentucky angler Art Weston snagged another gigantic alligator gar while traveling with his fishing guide aboard his boat, which is actually named Garship Enterprise.
We got weights and fish!
There we go!
Garship Enterprise.
Weston etched his name into the record books again on April 8th after landing the largest freshwater fish on ultralight tackle in the International Game Fish Association's history.
We got weights and fish!
There we go!
He battled the 153-pound, 7-foot behemoth for nearly 4 hours before finally bringing it to shore after chasing it for more than 2 miles. Well, I'll be darned.
2 miles?
Yep.
Can't fight it too hard because those teeth will cut the line.
I was going to say, I don't know that anything would ever be so important to me that I would chase it for 2 miles.
What, an alligator gar.
Setting a world record is certainly...
They are ugly. Scott, have you never seen one of these?
No.
Oh.
That's why I'm looking it up.
They have real teeth.
Yeah.
Not human teeth.
That's why they're called an alligator gar.
Yeah.
Images. Oh, they are ugly. Gross.
Can you even, they're bringing in a payday.
I would be running from that, not chasing it for 2 miles. How much can you make bringing in a world record fish thing?
That's a great question. Let me find out.
Is it
enough to buy weights?
Yeah, enough to break the law.
We got weights and fish. Oh, <my God. laughs>
Look at how ugly they are. They're like almost dinosaurs.
Whatever happened to the weights and fish guys?
They were sentenced. They had to give their boat back. They had to pay, like...
They're never allowed to compete again or something.
Some ridiculous sum in restitution. By the way, alligator gars and alligators are descendants of dinosaurs.
Wow!
So they are descendants of dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, are we all?
No, we are not.
Oh.
Descendants of dinosaurs.
Oh. Birds are. Birds are dinosaurs.
That is true. Some of them.
Kansas City-based development company wants to breathe new life into the long-vacant Kansas City Star Building by transforming it into a hub for artificial intelligence. Says John Johnson, CEO of Patmos, we are so excited that the city is getting enthusiastic about transforming this building. Johnson and his company have proposed converting the historic structure into an AI factory with office space aimed at serving Kansas City's growing tech economy. Is this the green glass building or is this another one?
This is the green glass building, yes.
Okay,
it's already got the wiring for it because those printing presses took a lot of electricity and so does AI.
Okay, and we're already referring to that as an historic structure? It's like 20 years old.
Well.
Can we go back to another stolen car story for just a moment? If you don't follow Stolen KC on Facebook, you should.
Oh, yeah, it's like human combustion.
You have to follow Stolen KC on Facebook.
Karen Reed.
Here's, don't you get me started.
They see the jury yet?
Scott Peterson.
Here is one of
Menendez brothers.
The posts in the last hour. It's a man's driver's license, and they have blurred out the name on the driver's license, okay?
Okay.
This was stolen, and there's a photo of a very nice Jeep Wrangler, from our car dealership in Merriam, on Merriam Drive, on April 16th. That was yesterday. Jeep Wrangler, Kansas plate, VIN ends here, police number here, and they show the driver's license of the person who came in and stole it. And they said, it's probably a fake license, but some guy came in, put down this license to take this thing for a test drive or whatnot, and stole it.
Okay.
Here's the update. After 24 hours, the thief brought the Jeep back and then ran to a waiting car and took off. I hope you will keep sharing because he deserves to be caught. Thank you to all who have. So follow me here. This ding-a-ling takes a car from a dealership in Merriam and just bye-bye. Doesn't come back.
Right.
Then it starts circulating on social. Dude, you have my car. He brings the stolen car back, gets into a getaway car, and leaves. Can you still sell that as a new car? I mean, technically, it has been driven off the lot.
I don't believe you can.
It's probably been used in crime.
I know, right?
They probably go crime in that car so that if you get a picture of their license plate, it doesn't come back to him.
The fact that they brought it back, I cannot stop laughing. Oops, sorry, we didn't mean to steal it.
Well,
we more just borrowed it like you're a rental car agency.
My guess would be that the dealerships have GPS tracking on those cars. And unless you're willing to spend about 20 hours trying to find it, they'll be coming to get their car back soon enough.
You think they have GPS tracking on every single vehicle in their lot?
Wouldn't you?
I find that very hard to believe.
In this day and age, I certainly would.
Is GPS tracking expensive?
I'll tell you a story. My son at one point, a couple of years ago, worked for a dealership, and they 100% have tracking on those cars.
Well, those are built in.
And a woman came in, a mom. What he said to me was, this was a, quote, mom. She came in, left her driver's license, did the whole deal, said, I want to take this for a test drive. I want to see if it'll fit in my garage. Fine. She signs the car out. They follow those cars so closely, Scott, that at one point they pull up the map and she's like in Oklahoma heading toward the Texas border. And they call her and they're like, car was supposed to be back at noon today. Are you going to bring it back? She's like, yeah, I am. They said, well, are you in the metro area? Like, are you in Kansas City? Yeah.
if the metro area includes North Texas.
How big of a radius are we talking about here? 1,500?
I'm sort of, kind of.
1,600?
They had to have police stop her.
Good.
Then have the car towed back.
Which is not cheap.
People are not smart, Scott.
Well, and some people, Dana, are just, we use this word a lot, just ne'er-do-wells. They don't care. They just don't care.
By the way, I thought about it, and it would make sense for them to throw like a cheap tracker just in the glove box in the center console. But to install a tracker onto every single vehicle,
start telling people, Sam, when you take a car out for a test drive, there is a GPS tracker on the interior, like, not even say where it is, but say built into the car.
No, because you know what they'll do? They'll tear the car apart trying to find it.
You know what we shouldn't have to do is just tell people not to steal the car.
I would agree with you. In a perfect world, that is what we would do. Mm-hmm. We would just not be criming all the time.
I agree.
Don't do it in Platte County.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. I wonder if this was the first auto-tuned song.
Yeah, sort of.
Because this is like early 80s. Sam and...
Do you want to hear the first auto-tuned song?
Sure.
It's by Cher.
It's not Believe in 2000.
It says Cher's Believe was the first song to bring the sound of pitch-corrected vocals to the mainstream.
What were they doing at the beginning of that song?
Bad music.
Is that Lips Inc.?
That is Lips Inc. That's right.
I said 80s. I think that was a late 70s song. Sam in Kearney. Sam, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? I love your show.
Well, thank you very much.
Dana, shame on you, Dana.
For what, Sam?
You accused that guy of stealing that car. I belong on Casey Stolen, and I seen the article, and I had to laugh about it. He didn't steal it. He just test drove it and bought it back and didn't like
it. Oh, he borrowed it. So, you think he borrowed it?
No, he test drove it.
To what, Boston?
For a full day. Dana?
Boston.
She'll be issuing an apology tomorrow.
Yes, let me get right on that.
Dakota in Independence. Hello, Dakota.
Hey, love the show. Thank Just you. Wanted to say, I work at a very prevalent dealership on Nolan Road. They own a bunch on Nolan Road. Anyways, there would be a guy that came in every day, and every single car on the lot, whether it was brand new off the truck or used or just traded in, every single one would have a tracker cut into the wires and spliced, and it would be close enough that they could see where a vehicle is within 2 feet of its actual location.
And then do you just call police? You don't go tracking it down yourself, do you?
I don't know. But that's, I know they're good within 2 feet because we had a vehicle stolen from one of the dealerships and they were able to track it down within a 2 foot radius of the last ping on the tracker.
Oh, all right. So, thank you, Dakota. Life 360 is shockingly accurate too, by the way. Yeah. Believe me, I know. From Fox News, with the deadline for real IDs fast approaching, many Americans are struggling to book appointments to obtain the new documentation, especially in the state of New Jersey. These stories just keep coming. Beginning May 7th, air travelers at domestic airports, people entering some federal buildings, we told you about this yesterday, must have what's known as a real ID. But in New Jersey, if you go to the Motor Vehicle Commission website and try to book an appointment, zero appointments are available.
Yeah, good luck.
Yet there were 13,243 appointments available for non-driver IDs, 34,000 appointments open for transferring driver's license from out of state, and 51,000 renewal appointments available.
Why is everybody freaking out?
You've had 20 years, friends.
You've had 20 years. And if you're planning on flying on May 8th,
you take your passport if you have one.
May 7th, right?
Yes.
Beginning May 7th.
If you're planning on flying May 8th or May 9th or May 10th and you didn't get this handled a couple of months ago, what are you doing?
Wait, I know that you say we've had 20 years, but if your driver's license is perfectly fine, it's not expiring. Most people, you know, just trying to get home and get dinner on the table and you're worried about soccer practice and all the things. Most people are not thinking, oh, man, I need to schedule an appointment to go to the DMV when your license isn't expired.
Well, if you follow the news, and not everybody does, you know that you're running out of time. And if you want to travel, I mean, it's not
Is it also to get into any federal building?
Some federal buildings, not all. It's not like they were keeping this a secret from us.
No, it's only been delayed every 2 years the last 20 years.
Now, you can say, then just use your passport, which will be perfectly acceptable after May 7th if you don't have a real ID. But did you know fewer than 50% of Americans have a passport?
47.
Is that what the number is?
Yep.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Really?
Yes.
I was pretty surprised it was that high, too.
Huh. I've had a passport since I was 13 years old. And never.
Well, yeah, you lived out of the country. So, yes, you had to have a passport.
I don't know what you're talking about. I only lived out of the country for 3 years of my entire life.
And did you have to have a passport for that?
Yes.
I think that's her point.
Have you ever gone into your phone because someone texts you something like, I'm going to give you an example. Hey, it's Amy. You know, I lost my contacts.
Allegedly.
New phone, who dis?
Right. So anything that was in my cloud in the last, like, 2 years was lost.
Allegedly.
Have you ever gone into your phone and just searched, I'm going to give you an example, Scott, Amy or Michelle? Those were very popular names when we were growing
up. Very popular.
So anytime someone says, hey, it's Amy, I'm like, which one of the 57 I have in my contacts, but I don't have you, which Amy is this?
Why would they, if they think they're in your contacts because they have your number, why would they have to identify themselves as Amy in the first place?
I did lose some of them. And I'm telling you, Amy's and Michelle's, you are prolific in my cell phone.
There were a lot of Scots back in the 70s and 80s, too.
How many Scots do you have in your phone? Do you have a lot of them?
I had 5 just in one class.
Try being named Sam.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to say I had to rank my Amy's, but there are so many of them that when I'm in my car and I go text Amy, I don't have time to scroll through 47 of them.
Why don't you just use her last name?
That's too difficult.
I know. Don't
Why are you bringing logic into this?
Right? Do you say first and last name in your...
On every single human being in my phone?
Oh, no.
I do that too.
My contacts are a mess.
The only people that...
Just your contacts?
The only people that... the only people that don't have their last name in my phone are the people that I spent a month with in the clink. And I use the abbreviations for the rehab center. So this is not somebody's real name who I was in there with, but Tristan and then the 3 initials for the rehab.
Okay.
That's how I know.
At least you didn't categorize them by their specific addiction.
How do you know?
Tristan, methy.
That's under company.
Come on.
Under company.
That's under company.
Tony, crushed Adderall.
Oh, God.
No, they're not listed by their addiction because I remembered what they were addicted to. Good night. Spotify was apparently experiencing some trouble with thousands of users yesterday reporting difficulty accessing the new music streaming platform. More than 48,000 people reported problems with Spotify. It's a new company. They're just working out the kinks.
Yeah. No, we had it.
Yeah, we had it all day, didn't we?
There was a delay a couple times. I was trying to click play on the song.
That's
and
right.
Nothing was happening.
That's right.
While you continue reading, I'm not really listening. I'm going to be honest. Can please bring up my new favorite 49 Winchester song? And then while you're bringing that up, please tell me it's a shame. Whether or not we've made any headway on getting that band onto the very fine Dana and Parks program tomorrow ahead of their both sold out shows.
It's probably best you don't ask.
Friday and Saturday night.
I will bring the song to you at the beginning of the next segment. I will not be bringing you 49 Winchester tomorrow.
Swing and a miss? Really?
25 hours since I sent an email to their agent. And, here, I can give you
an
audible example of what I've got.
No, here. We'll both. Sam, let me help you with it. We'll both give her an audible example of what it was.
Okay. Very, very lengthy reply.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you for trying. It was an auto reply, wasn't it? Not even a real reply.
We didn't even get that,
no,
David.
Zero. Zilch.
Not a word.
One of their lyrics includes, Scott, line, it's a shame.
We don't respond.
That she's white trash but pretty. And it's a shame when your pickup truck don't run. Hold, please. We'll have that for you when we get back.
Okay. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. These guys are actually really good. 49 Winchester, is that right?
Yep.
49 Winchester, they're going to be at Knuckleheads tomorrow and Saturday and not on the Dana and Parks program because their agent never wrote us back.
I have now email blasted 4 other people in their camp.
Okay, good.
We'll see what happens.
Love to have them in studio.
They're so funny. I love them.
I'm going to go ahead and not hold my breath on that.
Yeah, let's not block off any time just yet.
Yeah. But I'll be there Saturday night. Can't wait.
Eric and Lyle Menendez's long-awaited resentencing hearing that was supposed to start today has been delayed again after another dramatic day in court. The several-day resentencing hearing was expected to begin this morning with 10 Menendez family members ready to take the stand. A new hearing is now set for May 9th to determine whether the brothers' resentencing path should factor in the newly completed parole board's risk assessment, which was conducted as part of a separate
clemency
path.
They're not going to kill anyone else. Risk to whom?
Dana, I just report the news.
Drives me crazy. Those boys out.
Mark Garagos, their attorney, called the prosecution's attempt to submit the parole board's findings a dog and pony show. The prosecution shot back to the judge, saying that Garagos' comments were degrading, after which Garagos said, "You should be degraded."
If there weren't some level of fame surrounding this story, though, would we even be talking about it?
Well, you can say that about anything, though, Sam. If it wasn't notorious or famous or infamous, would we talk about anything that we talk about?
This isn't a hearing to resentence. It's a hearing to see whether they should be resentenced, or is it a hearing to resentence?
So this, it's multifaceted. The judge is going to decide. The key word is the word without, because currently they are serving life in prison without the chance of parole. Does the judge change that from without to with? That is the only thing.
And then at that point, they could theoretically be up for parole.
They would be up for parole.
Like right now.
Yes,
because they served so much longer than anyone should have.
The current minimum sentence for the currently now, because the laws have changed, the current minimum sentence for the crime that they were convicted of in California is now 35 years in prison, which they have served. Yeah. And so they would immediately be eligible for a parole hearing. The parole board would give it to them, but they don't have to grant them parole. Then, if that's the case, the only thing they have left is a very slim chance that they would get a retrial, which is on the table, potentially. If the parole board says, you're not getting out, the only thing they've got left is a governor's clemency.
Can you imagine anything scarier or more harrowing? Well, yes, I can. Back up, like being kidnapped into a white van in the middle of the night.
What happened to you?
Can you imagine a job or an appointment where you would have to sit routinely in judgment of others, like on a parole board, where everyone comes to you and wants out, and then you have to decide, do I let them out? And then what if they go out and reoffend, or do I not let them out? And what if they really are a good person that's changed? Because everyone in front of you is going to say they're a good person that's changed, and they found the Lord and all of those things, and they're not ever going to do it again. Well, like, but our prison system is overcrowded, so you would have to decide who to let out. I wouldn't want anything to do with that.
People go to school to become lawyers and then to become judges. I mean, there are people who, quite frankly, enjoy sitting in judgment.
The parole board is, in many cases, they are appointees, are they not?
I believe you're right.
That would be one appointment I'd go, I'm pointing it right back to you. I ain't doing that.
Online conspiracy theorists have blasted off over supposed proof that pop star Katy Perry and her all-female Blue Origin crew faked their mission to space earlier this week.
Like they faked the moon landing?
Yeah. Sammy, only you can answer that one.
Man, we are almost out of time. I don't know if I have time to dive into that one.
We still have about a minute and a half.
You know, it was pretty funny, the live stream, that they opened the hatch from the inside, and then the producer of said live stream walked up to the door and said, no, ladies, you got to close. What are you doing? You got to close that.
Social media users are seizing on the moment as evidence that the mission was a hoax, insisting the rocket can only be opened from the outside.
That is true. It's a safety thing.
Due to safety protocols in a pressurized cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Writes Twitter user Colton Buck J., I'd say this is the nail in the coffin. Fake!
Okay.
Capsule's hatch.
Dana,
I'm not the conspiracy theorist on the show. You would have to ask Sammy.
I mean, all it was a big promo for them to sell more celebrity space flights.
Another commenter on Twitter said, it was fake. The girls opened the door to begin with from the inside with no tools. Then they waited a few minutes, and Jeff Bezos stepped up with some sort of tool and acted like he unlocked the latch. Okay.
And when he tried to put the tool into the hole, it just pushed open.
Can I tell you, Scott, that I said I would not, for $1 trillion, go up in space on that rocket. Mm-hmm. I would like to amend my statement.
Okay.
I would go up for $1 trillion to a fake launch of a rocket.
Today is National Kickball Day. It is also National High Five Day.
It's for Mother Earth.
Celebrating birthdays today, Victoria Beckham is 51, Jennifer Gardner is 53, Liz Phair is 58, and Boomer Esiason is 64. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.